As the United States becomes more racially and culturally diverse, many organizations want to better reflect the face of a changing America. And one astonishing place to find so-called fans of diversity, the Ku Klux Klan. Gene Demby of NPR's Code Switch team shares his thoughts.
You know the way that people say Xerox when they mean photocopy or Kleenex when they mean tissue? Well, Ku Klux Klan is sort of like that, except it shorthands to racial terrorism and murder. And some of the Klan want an image makeover, and they're telling us that, yes, some of their best friends are black, or at least so they hope. This week, a Montana Klansman said that he was starting a new KKK outfit that will be open to anyone, regardless of their race or their sexual orientation. But so far, it looks like he's the only member. Another recent Klan outreach effort in South Carolina distributed flyers in what reportedly turned out to be a pretty diverse neighborhood. A local Klan leader named Robert Jones explained it this way to Fox Carolina News Tonight.
We can't tell who lives in a house, whether they're black, white, Mexican, gay. We can't tell that. And to be able to look at somebody's house and do that, that means you'd be pretty much a racist.
Okay there, Chief. So this is the paradox of how we deal with racism today. It's a bone-deep feature of American life still, but the term racist is so radioactive, no one wants to be associated with it. David Cunningham wrote Klansville USA, a book about the civil rights era Klan, and he said that the Klan has always tried to present itself as a benign organization.
They would try to make appeals that signaled that they connected to mainstream issues that were of concern to everyday people, which are, of course, everyday white Anglo-Saxon people, but they sort of framed it as this universal kind of organization.
For a while, that push was really, really successful. In the 1920s, the Klan was an incorporated entity with a PR team and millions of members. After a period of some decline, different groups calling themselves the KKK popped up during the Civil Rights Movement. Cunningham said that those members wanted to be seen as mainstream and respectable, so they would show up at rallies and marches dressed in shirts and ties and three-piece suits, but no hoods, because the message was that they were regular people who had nothing to hide. But the Klan's years of using threats, bullets, and bombs to oppose integration scared away those same respectable white folks who they wanted to attract. Now, today's Klan is tiny and fractured. The Southern Poverty Law Center puts their numbers at about a few thousand across the country. But because they're in a much weaker position, some KKK members want to widen that big pointy top tent by embracing diversity and stepping away from racism. The word, if not exactly the ideology, it's proof of how the term racist has become both monstrous and meaningless, something so vile that no person believes he might ever meet the standard, not even a Klansman. Gene Demby, NPR News.